October 1st brought a new fiscal year and another round of congressional debates over funding. One of the many government programs that could be cut is the Low Income Energy Assistance Program. Last year, Wisconsin got more than $137 million from the program. That served 226,000 households during the last heating season. But Congress is debating whether to cut more than $1 billion from the program. A Senate committee approved funding that would cut Wisconsin's share by $17 million. A draft House bill would cut it by more than $62 million. Congress is expected to pass another short-term spending bill that'll keep operations running until November 18th, when it'll have to decide on final numbers. The State Division of Energy Services says its program is designed so that no one is turned away if they apply during the benefit period. Anyone making 60% or less of the state median income qualifies for aid. Nationwide, almost 9 million families get heating assistance, a 35% jump since 2008. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.